Shlishi. Vayav Yaakov es Rachel. And Yaakov loved Rachel. Vayomer, and he said, Evodcho sheva shonim, I will work for you for 7 years. Berachel bitcho aktana. For Rachel, your daughter, your younger daughter. And Rashi explains, why was it necessary to give so many simonim, so many signs, Rachel, your daughter, your younger daughter? Because he knew that Lavan was a fraud, and therefore he wanted to be very specific with Lavan. Rachel, I want Rachel, but don't give me Rachel from the streets. Rachel Bitcha, give me Rachel, your daughter. And don't think about changing your daughter Leah's name to Rachel and give me Leah by saying she is now Rachel. But rather, Rachel Bitcha Aktana, give me Rachel, your daughter, the younger one. This way it had to be Rachel. Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan said, Toiv, titi oisaloch, mi titi oisal ishacher. I would rather give her, Rachel, to you, than give her to another man. Shvoimani, it's a deal, stay with me. Vayavad Yaakov Barachel Shevashonim, and Yaakov worked for Rachel for 7 years. Vayiu ve'enov kiyom machodim, and they were in his eyes like only a few days. And the Mefarshim asked, if he loved Rachel so much, why does the Pasuk say that the 7 years seemed only like a few days? Typically, it's just the opposite. When one loves something and wants to get it, the 7 years should have felt even longer than 7 years, not like Yom HaMachadim. Therefore, Rashi learns, Vayil Ve'inav Kiyom HaMachadim means that these were the Yom HaMachadim that Rivka said. When Yaakov left Rivka, Rivka told him, stay by Lavan, Yom HaMachadim, a few days. And now the Pasuk is telling us that these 7 years were the Yom HaMachadim, the few days that Rivka was referring to. Be'ahavosoi oisa, he was willing to work 7 years for her because he loved her. Vayomer Yaakov Lavan, and Yaakov said to Lavan, Hove es eshti, give me my wife, ki molu yomai, because my days are filled. Rashbam learns, molu yomai means my days are filled, the days that we made up that I should work for you, the 7 years are up, molu yomai. Rashi learns, it means the days that my mother said that I should spend over here by Lavan's house, the yomim achodim, are filled, they are over with, the 7 years are up. Ve'avoya eleho, and I will have relations with her. And Rashi asks, even the kal shebekalim, the most vulgar people, do not speak like that. Give me my wife in order that I will have relations with her. Therefore, he says another pshat, kimolu yomai. Yaakov said, I am becoming old. I am already 84 years old, and I know that I have to establish 12 shvatim. So therefore, give me my wife. Ve'avoya eleho, since I am old, give her to me now, in order that I will have relations with her, and I will be able to be mamid yudbeid shvatim. Vayesav Lavan es kol anshei hamokoyim, and Lavan gathered all the people of the place. Vayas mishte, and he made a party. Vayihi va'erev, and it was in the evening. Vayikach es Leah bitoy, and he took Leah his daughter instead of Rachel. Vayove oisa elov, and he brought her elov to him to Yaakov. Vayovei eleho, and he had relations with Leah. Vayiten Lavan lo es zilpa shivchosoi, and Lavan gave to Leah zilpa his shivcha, leleah bita shivcha, to Leah his daughter as a shivcha. And this was also part of the trick, because it was usual for one to give the older shivcha to the older daughter and the younger shivcha to the younger daughter. So therefore over here he gave zilpa, the younger shivcha, to Leah in order that people would think that he was really bringing Rachel into the chuppah. And it was in the morning. And behold, she was Leah. What does it mean in the morning she was Leah, and at night it was not Leah? And Rashi explains, because Yaakov and Rachel both knew that Lavan was a fraud and he might try to pull a trick like this. Therefore they made up between themselves a simon, in which Yaakov would know that it is really Rachel. The Mefarshim explained, the simon was Chalo, Hadlok Asaner, and Nida. And if Rachel would say the simonim, then Yaakov would know it was Rachel. But when Rachel saw Lavan bringing Leah in front of the whole town, it was a mishteh where all kol anshei hamokim were there. She said, Halosi kolim achosi, my sister will be embarrassed. And she gave the simonim to Leah. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vihinehi Leah, it was only in the morning that he knew that it was Leah, because at night Leah knew the simonim. The ayin in Das Zakena Mibali HaToisis that says that even the people of the town were trying to hint to Yaakov that this is Leah. And they were singing as she was coming down to the chuppah, they were saying, Halea, 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 as if it was part of the song, but they were really saying, Ha, Leah, this is Leah. Ayin dasakeinem mibali atoisvis. Vayomer el Lavan, and he said to Lavan, Mazois osisoli, what did you do to me? Halever Rachel avarti imoch, I worked for you, for Rachel, velomari misani, why did you trick me? Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan said, Lo yosachain bimkaimenu, it is not done like this in our place. Lo says hatseiro lefne abechira, to give the younger daughter before the older daughter. Male, complete shivua zois, the shiva shimehamishte zois of Leah. And then we will give you also this one, also Rachel, for the work that you will work for me for another 7 years. What Lavan was saying is, finish the Shiva Shemei Amishta for Rachel, for Leah, and then right after the Shiva Shemei Amishta you can marry Rachel, and you will work 7 years after the Chasana of Rachel. The Gemara learns from here, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We do not mix one simcha with another simcha, because Lavan said, finish the Shiva Shemei Amishta of Leah, and then first start the Shiva Shemei Amishta of Rachel. Mizrahi says that this pasuk is only an asmachta, a hint, because it does not make sense that we would learn halachos from Lavan Harosha. Vayas Yaakov Cain, and Yaakov did like this. Vayimali Shivuazois, and he finished the Shiva Shimei Hamishte of Leah. Vayitan Leah's Rachel Bitei Lali Isha, and afterwards he gave Rachel his daughter for him for a wife. Vayitan Lavan Le Rachel Bitei et Bila Shivcha Sei Lali Shivcha, and then Lavan gave Bila his Shivcha to Rachel as a Shivcha. Vayovai Gamel Rachel, and he also had relations with Rachel. Vayav Gamas Rachel Mileah, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. He loved Leah, but he liked Rachel even more. Vayavod imoy oy sheva shon macheros, and he worked for him, for Lavan, for another 7 years. And the pasuk says acheros to tell you that the acheros, the second set of seven, was like the rishonos, like the first set. Just like the first set were in good faith, because Lavan had not yet tricked Yaakov, the second set were also in good faith, even though it came through Ramoyis, through deceitfulness and trickery. Vayar Hashem kisnu aleya, and Hashem saw that Leah was hated. Vayiftach es rachma, and he opened her womb. V'Rachel akora, but Rachel was barren, she was not able to have children. And the Radak and Rabbeinu Bechaye say that chas v'sholom, we should say that Yaakov hated Leah, but rather it was all relative. The love that Yaakov had for Rachel was so great that in comparison to the love for Rachel, Leah was considered snua, hated. But really he also liked Leah, just not as much as he liked Rachel. The Medrash says that really there was a drop of a sinah from Yaakov towards Leah. And the reason for that is because of what she answered him on the morning when he found out that it was Leah and not Rachel. When he found out on that morning, Yaakov said to Leah, Ramoyes bas Ramai, you are a Ramai, a deceitful person, and you are the daughter of Lavan, who was also deceitful. And she answered, I'm not any different than you. You were also deceitful when you tricked your father into thinking that you were Esav and took away the brachas. And because of that response, Yaakov had a sinah towards Leah. Vatar Leah vatelet bein, and Leah became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son, Vatikra Shemai Ruvain, and she called his name Ruvain. Ki Amra, because she said, Ki Ra Hashem Ba'anyi, Hashem has seen my pain. Ki Ata Yevani Ishi, now my husband will love me. The name Ruvain comes from Ra Ba'anyi, he saw my pain. Rashi brings yet another reason why she named him Ruvain. And she said, Ru'u Ma Ben Bini Leben Chami, see what the difference is between my son, Ruvain, and my father-in-law's son, Esav. Ru'u ma ben bini. That's where the name Ru'uven comes from. My father-in-law's son sold the Bechira to Yaakov, and still, he wanted to kill him. But my son, the Bechira was taken away from him in the fact that his Shevet was not divided into two Shvatim, but rather Yosef's Shevet was divided into two, Menashe and Ephraim. So in that sense, the Bechira was taken away from my son Ru'uven. And not only did he not bear a grudge against Yosef, but he even saved him and took him out of the pit. And that is why I am calling him Reuven. Vatar oid vateled bein, and she became pregnant again, and she gave birth to a son. Vatoimer, and she said, Ki shoma Hashem ki snua anoichi. Hashem has heard that I am hated. Vayiten li gamezeh, and he gave me also this child. Vatikwa Shimon, and she called his name Shimon. Shimon from the word shoma ki snua. He heard that I was hated. Vatar oid vateled bein, and she became pregnant again, and she gave birth to a son. Vatoimer, and she said, Ato hapam, this time, yilove ishi elai, my husband will accompany me. And the reason why he will accompany me now is because the Imois had nevuah, and Leah knew that Yaakov will marry four wives and have 12 children, which means every wife will have three children. So now I did my part. I gave him three children, so maybe now he will accompany me. Ki yaladati l'shlosha banim. I gave birth to him to three children. I did my part. Chizkuni says another pshat. The reason why she called the third son Levi, hapam yilove ishi elai, this time my husband will accompany me, because when one has two children, since a woman has two arms, so one child goes in one arm and the second child goes in the other arm. But once she has the third child, she needs some help. That's why the pasuk says, Ato hapam yilove ishi elai. Maybe now my husband will help me because I have three children and I can't carry three all by myself. Alkein Koreh Shmo Levi. Therefore his name was called Levi. So Rashi, Alkein. Whenever we find Alkein, it means that the population of that Shevet was very great. Like we find by Yehuda and by Dan, both of those Shvatim had very large populations. Yehuda was 74,600. Dan was 62,700. So why over here by Levi does it say Alkein, when Levi was a very small Shevet, only 22,000 people? And Rashi answers, because Levi really was supposed to be big. But since the Oren was Mechala Oysam, the Oren would kill them when they would carry the Oren. Because if they were not very careful in being totally holy when they carried it, the Oren would annihilate them. Therefore the Pasuk says Alkein, even though they were small because they were supposed to be big. It's just that the Oren caused it that they should be small. Others learn the reason why Shevet Levi was a very small Shevet was because in Mitzrayim it says, Kasha Ya'anu Oysoi Ken Yirbe. The more that the Mitzrayim were noisin Lev, the more they tried to cause the Yidden to be pained, the more Hashem was noisin Lev, the more Hashem put his mind to make them great. Kasha Ya'anu Oysoi Ken Yirbe. The more they tried to pain, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu multiplied them. And since Shevet Levi was not in the Avoida, in the work of Mitzrayim, so they were not in the pain, in the Kashu Ya'anu Oysai, they did not get the bracha of Kain Yirbe either. And that's why they remained smaller than the other Shvatim. Al Kain Koreh Shmo Levi, therefore he called his name Levi. By all the other Shvatim it says that she called the name of that Shevet. Tikra, she called, or Kara with a hay at the end, she called. Why over here does it say Kara without a hay, he called his name Levi? Who is he? And Rashi says it was Hashem, because Hashem accompanied the Levi with the Chaf Dalet Matnes Kehuna, with the 24 Matanes that are given to the Kohen. These 24 Matanes are listed in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. And since he was Malavahim, he accompanied him with these 24 gifts, therefore he called his name Levi, which means to be accompanied because he was accompanied with the gifts. Vatar oid vateled bein, and she became pregnant again, and she gave birth to a son. Vatoimer, and she said, Hapam, this time, oide es Hashem, I will thank Hashem, because I received more than my chelik. According to the calculation of four wives and 12 shvatim, each one should have three children. But I took more than my chelik, I now have four children. Alkein Koreh Shmo Yehuda, that's why she called his name Yehuda, which means thanks. Vatamoid miledes, and she stopped giving birth. Zakt Rashi inside Pasuk Yud Ches, Evodcha Sheva Shonim, I will work for you for 7 years. Heim Yomim Achodim She'omer La'imoy. These are the Yomim Achodim, the few days that Rivka, Yaakov's mother, said that you should stay by Lavan for. Yoshafta Ima Yomim Achodim, you shall stay by him for a few days. These few days were the 7 years. V'teda, and a proof, Shekeinu, that this is the Yom HaMachodim. Sharek Siv, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf, They were in his eyes like yomim achadim. And as we explained earlier, we cannot learn the pasuk kipshutai that the 7 years felt like a few days, because since he wanted to marry Rachel, the 7 years should have felt like many more years than 7 years, not a few days. Therefore, the pasuk means vayu ve'inav kiyam machodim. These were the yamim machodim of his mother. So Rashi baruch bitcha k'tana kol asimanim halalu lama. Why did Yaakov have to give all these signs? Lefisha hayyodei abayishu raman, because he knew that Lavan was a fraud. Amar loy, therefore he said to him, evodcha baruchel, I will work for you for Rachel. V'shem atomer Rachel acheres min hashuk. Maybe you will say that you will give me a Rachel from the marketplace. Tamad loy ma bitcha, I want Rachel your daughter. I will change Leah's name and call her Rachel. Tamad Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, Hakitana, your younger daughter. Still it did not help. Because Lavan still tricked Yaakov. The Mefarshim ask, why wasn't Yaakov able to just say, Bitcha Aktana, give me your younger daughter, and that would mean Rachel? Why was it necessary to say Rachel Bitcha Aktana? And they answer, because if he would just say Bitcha Aktana, Lavan would have been able to give him Zilpah. Because Zilpah, as Rashi says at the end of the parasha, was also Lavan's daughter from a Pelegesh. And therefore, by saying his younger daughter, it can mean Zilpah, which was his younger daughter from a Pelegesh. On that, the Mefarshim ask, so what did Yaakov gain by saying Berochel Bitcha Aktana? Maybe Lavan would change Zilpah's name to Rachel. And therefore, Rachel Bitcha Aktana can mean Zilpah. Maskil David answers that this was only a possibility to change Leah's name to Rachel, because Leah was a regular daughter to him, so he didn't mind by calling another one of his daughters by the name of Rachel. But since Zilpah was his daughter from Epilegesh, he would not want to degrade his real daughter Rachel by calling a Pelegesh's daughter also by the name of Rachel. Therefore, that was not an option, and by saying Rachel Bitcha Ketana, it obviously meant the real Rachel. Zok Rashi Vaitim, Malu Yomai, my days are filled. Zok Rashi Sha'amra Li'imi, the days that my mother said, the Yomim Achodim, that Rivka mentioned. V'oid, and furthermore, Malu Yomai means Sharani Ben Pedal Shana. I am 84 years old now, because he was 63. Before he left the Lavan's house, he spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Aver, which was until the age of 77. And now 7 years in Lavan's house, making him 84. The Emasai Emad Yudbei Shvatim. When will I establish to have 12 Shvatim? I'm 84. V'zeu shenemar v'ovoyo eleho. That's why the pasuk says that Yaakov said, I will have relations with her. V'halakal shebekalim eina omekein. Even the most vulgar of people do not speak like that. Elo l'hoilu toldeis omekach. He was saying that I must establish 12 Shvatim. Therefore, I have to have my wife now. V'hiva boike v'hine hi Leah. And it was in the morning, and behold, it was Leah. Avo belayla loyhois aleah, but at night he did not know it was Leah. Lefishe Mosa Yaakov simonim leRachel, because Yaakov gave simonim to Rachel. Ukeshe Rasa Rachel shemachnisin leLeah, and when Rachel saw that they were bringing in Leah, Amra she said, Achshav tikolam achoisi, my sister will be embarrassed now. There's such a big crowd here. Amda she got up umasra laoisan simonim, and she gave over to Leah these simonim. And we really have to understand in this Rashi, how was Rachel able to do this act of chesed at the expense of Yaakov Avinu? Although she was doing a tremendous act of kindness by giving the simonim over to her sister and worrying that she might become embarrassed, but she was also doing something terrible to Yaakov Avinu. She was causing Yaakov to marry somebody that he had no intention of marrying. So how is she able to do this chesed at somebody else's expense? The Ayin in Rav Sholem Shvadron Sefer, who discusses this horror. Zok Rashi Male Shavua Zois. Complete this Shavua. Daviku, Shavua is attached. Shahari Nokot Bechatov, because the Nakuda under it is a Shva. There is a Shva under the Shin, which attaches it to the word Zois. Shavua Shel Zois. The Shavua of this. What does that mean? V'hein shivas shimei hamishteh. This is referring to the shivas shimei hamishteh of Leah. B'gemar Yushalmus b'mayit katan. In the Gemara Yerushalmis in Mekutin it says this: Shivua Zois, Shivua, referring to the Shivas Yemei Hamishta, Shel Zois of this Isha Leah. Ve'ef Shaloimer Shavua Mamish. You cannot explain the word Shivua to mean Shavua, a week. She'im Kain Hayitzarich Linoked Hashin BePasach, because then the shin should have had a pasach or a kumet underneath the shin. Shavua. Ve'oid Sheshavua Lashon Zachar. Shavua is a Lashon Zachar. Shiva Shavua is Tispar. It says in Parashas Re'eh, Shiva Shavua is Tispar. Count 7 weeks. It doesn't say Sheva Shavuos, but rather Shiva Shavuos. So we see Shavuos is a Lashon Zachar. So therefore it should have said Shavua Zeh. Lefikach e mashma Shavua, therefore this word cannot mean a week. Ela Shiva, it means seven. The 7 days of Mishteh, Shteina Belaz. So Rashi is explaining that the word Shivua cannot mean a week, because if it meant a week, it would have said Shavua, and instead of Zois, it would have said Zeh. It would have said Male Shavua Zeh. Since it says Shivua Zois, it means the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh Shel Zois of Leah. Zag Rashi V'nitna L'cha, we will give to you, Lashon Rabin, we will give to you. K'moi Nerda, we will go down. Navla, we will mix up. Vinisrafa, and we will burn. The nun in the beginning means a lashon rabin. Afzeh lashon vinitain vinitna. Also, this expression vinitain and vinitna means we will give. Gamezois, this one also. Miyad la'achar shivish yemei hamishta. After the shivish yemei hamishta of Leah, we will give you Rachel. V'tabed la'achar nisueho, and you will work after her nisuin. Oy sheva shon macheres, another 7 years. Acheres hekishon l'richonis. We compare the second 7 to the first 7. Ma richonis be'emuna, just like the first 7 were in good faith. Afachronis be'emuna, the second 7 were also in good faith. Va'afal pishe b'ramois bo'olov, even though Lavan came to Yaakov through deceitfulness. Vatikwa Shemai Ruvain, and she called his name Ruvain. So Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, our Rabbanim explained the Masechta Brachos. Amra, Leah said, Ru'u ma ben b'ni leben chomi. Look at the difference between my son Ruvain and my father-in-law's son Esav. Esav shemachar b'chor liYaakov, who sold willingly the b'chor to Yaakov, v'zeloi machol liYosef. And Ruvain, my son, did not sell it to Yosef; it was just taken away from him. V'loi iru alav, and he did not complain. V'loi oid shloi iru alav el shebigish latziyam in abar. Not only did he not complain, but he wanted to take Yosef out of the bar. So look at the difference between my son and Esav. My son, the Bechorah was taken away from him, and he did not bear a grudge. Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, and only wanted to kill him because of that sale. Although the Pasuk says clearly the reason why Reuven was called Reuven was because Ki Ro Hashem Ba'anyi. So why is Rashi bringing down from the Gemara in Brachos a second reason why his name was called Reuven? Reu Ma Ben Beni Leben Chami. Maskel David answers, it is because if you look at all the other Shvatim, all the other names, it says the reason why they were named that name before it says the name. For example, by Shimon in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vatoimer ki shoma Hashem ki snua anoichi vayiten li gam hazeh, it says the reason of the name, and afterwards, Vatikra Shemai Shimon. But by Reuven, it says Vatikra Shemai Reuven, and first after that it says the reason, ki amra ki ro Hashem ba'anyi, leading us to believe that there was another reason why his name was Reuven. Vatikra Shemai Reuven, for one reason, and also ki amra ki ro Hashem ba'anyi. And we also have to understand in this Rashi, what type of a Mila was this that Leah was saying, that my son Reuven is greater than Esav? Was that something to boast about, to call your son a name and say that he is greater than Esav? Reu ma ben b'ni leben chami. And Rashi continues, Hapam yilove ishi, this time my husband will accompany me. Lefisha ha'imois neviyas hayu, since the imois were neviyas, v'yoydashir be'shvatim yoytzim Yaakov, they knew that 12 shvatim would come out of Yaakov, v'arbanosh misa, and he will marry 4 wives. Amra, she said, me'ato ein loy pischon pe'olai, Yaakov will have nothing negative to say about me. Shehari notalti kol chelki bebonim, I took my whole portion in children. Each wife is supposed to have 3, and I had my portion. Rashi over here just stated that the Imois were Neviois, because they knew that there would be Yud Beis Shvatim, and there would be 4 wives. The truth is, we really see that Leah was a Nevi'ah from Rashi earlier. If Leah said, Re'u ma ben b'ni leben chami, she called her son Reuven because of Re'u ma ben b'ni leben chami. And she said, because my son Reuven, the Bechara will be taken away from him, and he won't complain. And not only that, he will try to take Yosef out of the bar. This was all a Nevu'ah, because this did not happen yet. Reuven did not lose the Bechara, and Reuven did not try to take Yosef from the bar. So we see clearly that even by Reuven, we can say that the Emois were Nevi'os. So Rashi Al-Kain, Kol mi shenema boy Al-Kain, Meruva Buchlusen. Anybody, any Shevet that says the words Al-Kain, it tells us that they had a large population. For example, Dan and Yehuda. Chutz mi Levi, except for Levi, Sheha Orain hoye machala bohem, because the Orain would annihilate them, since they would carry the Orain. And if they were not careful to be totally Kodosh when they carried it, the Orain would kill them. And the Mefarshim ask, how can we say that the reason why Levi was small was because the Orain was Mechala Oysam? The Yidden first started to travel on the 20th day of Iyar, the 20th day of the second month of the second year that they went out of Mitzrayim. That was the first time that Kehos would carry the Orain. And we see that Shevet Levi was 22,000 already in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like this date is stated in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. So it was that they were small even before they started to carry the Oren. So how can we say the reason why they were small was because the Oren Hoya Mechala Oysam? Maskil David answers that really they would have been small just because the Oren Hoya Mechala Oysam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Yidden to point to the Oren and say the Oren was the reason that Shevet Levi was small. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to be small even before that, in order that the blame should not be placed solely on the Oren, and people would not say the Oren was the reason that Shevet Levi is small. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to avoid people talking, but really it was the Oren that did cause them to become small. Zot Rashi, Kara Shemoy Levi, he called his name Levi, Bekulam Ksiv Vatikra. By all the other names it says, she called. V'zeh Kosev by Kara, and over here it says he called. V'yesh Medrash Agoda be'ela HaDevarim Rabba. There is a Medrash Agoda in Eila HaDevarim Rabba, Sheshola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malach Gavriel. V'heviyo Lefonov, and he brought Levi before him. V'kara loy Shem Zeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him by this name. V'nosan loy Chof Dalad Matnas Kohuna, and gave to him the 24 presents that are given to the Kohen, Truma, Meiser, etc. Valshem Shelivo b'matanos, since he accompanied Levi with matanos, with presents, Koroi Levi HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him by the name Levi. And when she had Yehuda, she said, Hapam Oida, this time I must thank Hashem, Shinotalti Yosef Michalki, because I have taken more than my portion. I have now 4 children. Me'ata Yeshli Lehoidois, now I must thank Hashem. I once heard a pshat that is the reason why the Yidden are called Yehudi, because a Jew must always think, I must thank Hashem, Shenotalti Yosef Michalki, because I took more than my portion. Whatever Hashem gives me, it is still more than I deserve. Notalti Yosef Michalki. And the pasuk continues, Vatera Rochel ki lo yoldo liYaakov. And Rochel saw that she did not give birth, she did not have any children to Yaakov. Why does the pasuk say liYaakov, that Rachel did not have any children for Yaakov? She did not have any children at all. V'ayin, in Sefer HaMikdavar, the Netziv, who is medayik this diyuk of the word liYaakov. V'atakane Rachel ba'achoysa, and Rachel became envious of her sister. Rashi explains she was envious of her ma'asim tovim, of her good deeds. She said that she must be a greater tzaddikus than I, if she was zoiche, if she merited to have children. Vatomer el Yaakov, and she said to Yaakov, Hava li vonim, give me children. And Rashi explains that she said, why aren't you like your father? Your father davened for Rivka, his wife. You should also daven for me that I should have children. V'imayin, because if I do not have children, Mesa anoichi, it is as if I am dead. Ein la bonim is one of the 4 type of people that are choshev kemes. We also mentioned earlier in the parasha that Ani, a poor person, is considered Kemes, because when Eliphaz took away Yaakov's money, he said, that is considered as if you killed me. Ani chashuv kemes. Over here we see ein loy bonin is chashuv kemes. Va'yichar af Yaakov b'Rochel. And Yaakov became angry at Rochel. Va'yomer, and he said, Hasachas elokim anoichi, am I in the place of Hashem, asher mono mimech privoten, that I held back from you the fruit of the womb? Was I the one who is not allowing you to have children? Rashi explains that Yaakov said, how can you compare me to my father? My father did not have any children. That's why he was able to daven for his wife Rivka. But I, who have children from Leah, cannot daven for you, Rachel. Maskil David asks, just because he has his own children, he can't daven for somebody else? On that he answers that this is what Yaakov meant to say. The Imois were all Akoros, but not only were they Akoros, barren women, they did not even have a womb. So Miderach HaTeva, by ways of nature, they could not conceive a child. It was only through a miracle that they were able to conceive. And this is what Yaakov said. My father Yitzchak did not have any children yet, so therefore he was able to ask Hashem to perform a miracle for him, in order that he could be zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivya. But I, who already have children and was already mekayim the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivya, I am not worthy to ask that a miracle should be done for me to enable Rachel, who does not have a womb, to become pregnant. On that, Rachel answered, why aren't you like your grandfather Avram, who had children from Hagar, but still davened in order to have children from Sarah? On that, Yaakov answered, how can you compare myself to Avram? The reason why Avram was able to daven for Sarah was because she brought her competition, her tzara, into her house. She brought in another woman, Hagar, into her house, and in that schus, she was zeichet to have children. But you did not bring anybody into your house, so therefore I cannot daven for you. On that, Rachel answered, Vatomer, and she said, Hine amosi villa, if that's the case, here is my maidservant Billa, boy elel, have relations with her, v'seled al birkai, and she should give birth on my knees. I will raise her children, v'ibone gam anoichi mimena, and I will also build from her, just like Sarah build a family through bringing Hagar into her house. I will also build through Billa, by bringing Billa into my house, and I will also have the same schus as Sarah. Batiten loyes Billa shivchas leisha, and she gave to Yaakov Billa, her maidservant, for a wife. Vayovay eleha Yaakov, and Yaakov had relations with her, with Billa. Vatar Billa vatela the Yaakov bain, and Billa became pregnant and gave birth to Yaakov a son. Vatomer Rachel, and Rachel said, Donani Elohim, Hashem judged me. He judged me and found me guilty that I should not have children myself, but he found me to have a merit in order that I could have children through my shivcha. Vegam shoma bekoili, he also listened to my voice, vayiten li bein, and he gave me a son. Al kain koresh my don, that's why she called his name Don. Don meaning judgment, Hashem judged me. Vatar oid vatelet Billa shivchas Rochel ben sheni liYaakov, and Billa became pregnant again and gave birth to a second son to Yaakov. Vatomer Rochel, and Rochel said, Naftule elokim niftalti imachusi gam yocholti vatikra shemay naftali. Rashi brings down three pshatim how to learn Naftule elokim niftalti. First, he brings down the pshat of Menachem, who learns that Naftule means an attachment. And this is the way the pasuk goes. Naftule Elikim, attachments from Hashem, Niftalti, have I become attached in Machoisi with my sister, Gam Yocholti, I have prevailed. According to this pshat, Gam Yocholti seems to be extra, because once it says an attachment from Hashem, Niftalti, have I become attached, so obviously I have prevailed. It was not necessary to say Gam Yocholti. Also, according to the third pshat of Rashi, which is Unkelis's pshat, he learns it is a lashon of tefillah. Naftule Elokim, tefillahs towards Hashem, niftalti, have my tefillahs become answered, im achoisi, to be like my sister. Gam yocholti, I have prevailed. Again, gam yocholti is extra. Once the pasuk says niftalti, my tefillahs were answered, obviously, gam yocholti, I have prevailed. Therefore, Rashi says a third pshat, and this is the pshat, Naftule Elokim, Naftule Miloshen Dar Ikesh Upisaltoil, which means to go crookedly and go in a twisted way. Naftuli Elikim, crooked towards Hashem, Niftalti, have I gone crooked? I have tried every angle, Imachosi, to be like my sister, Gam Yacholti, and I have prevailed. According to this pshat, Gam Yacholti is not extra, because there is no word in the pasuk that says that Rachel was successful. Only by the words Gam Yacholti do we see that she is saying that I have prevailed. Vatikvah Shmai Naftali, and she called his name Naftali. And we see in this pasuk a tremendous tzidkis of Rachel, that although she did not have any children on her own, only through her shifcha bila, she looked at it as if it was her own child, and as if she was equal to her sister. She did not say that my sister was zeichet to have children on her own, and I only merited to have children through a shifcha. But rather, imachosi, now I am like my sister. Vatera Leah, and Leah saw ki umdol miledes, that she stopped having children. Vatikach zilpa shifchasa, and she took Zilpa, her shifcha. Vatitein oisa liyakov leisha, and she gave her to Yaakov for a wife. Vatelet Zilpa, and Zilpa gave birth. The pasuk does not say vatar, that she became pregnant. And Rashi says it is because she was very young, and the pregnancy was not recognizable on her. Therefore, it only says vatelet. Shifchas Leah, Zilpa, the shifcha of Leah, Yaakov ben, to Yaakov a son. Vatomer Leah, and Leah said, Bo God. Rashi says three pshatim in what Bo God means. First of all, he said, Bo God, mazel came. When God was born, Bo God, mazel came. And the reason why God was considered to be a good mazel, because Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the people of God were very strong and very successful in milchamos, in wars. Therefore, Leah said, Bo God, mazel came. Some say, because God will be one of the first to take a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, because Reuven, God, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe took a chelek on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They were the first to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, God was considered mazel, good mazel, Bo God, good mazel came. Rashi brings down a second shot that God means cut. Ba God. He came cut. He came circumcised. God was born mohel, already circumcised. According to both of these pshatim, whether it means good mazel came or he came mohel, gemalit, it should have really been broken into two words, ba and God. Therefore Rashi brings down a third shot. Ba God means a lashon of betrayal. And Leah was saying that you, Yaakov, betrayed me by taking my shivcha as a wife. Freik de Chizkuni, what type of betrayal was that? Didn't Leah offer Zilpa to Yaakov? On that, he answers that Leah meant that I will just offer Zilpa to you, but you, Yaakov, should have turned her down. I am not like Rachel. Rachel did not have any of her own children. Therefore, you, Yaakov, had the right to take her shivcha instead of her. But since I gave birth to four children, you should not have taken my shivcha, you should have turned down my offer. Therefore she said, Ba God, you betrayed me by taking Zilpa. Vatikwa Shemai God, and she called his name God. According to the first two pshatim of Rashi, it is very good why she called his name God. God meaning mazel, or God meaning cut, gemalot. But according to the third pshat of Rashi, she should have called his name Ba God, which means betrayal. Vatelet Zilpa Shivchas Leah ben Sheni Liyakov, and Zilpa, the Shivcha of Leah, had a second son for Yaakov. Vatomer Leah, and Leah said, Ba'oshri, I am fortunate, ki yeshruni bonos, because the daughters will consider me fortunate. Why will the daughters consider Leah fortunate for having Osher? The Mefarshim explain, like Rashi says in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha, that the daughters of Osher will be the ones who will marry the Kaihanim Gedolim and Melachim, the kings. Therefore, Osher is considered fortunate. Vatikra Shemai Osher, and that's why she called his name Osher. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Zok Rashi, Vatikane Rochel Ba'achoysa, Pasuk Aleph. Rochel was jealous of her sister, Kono B'maaseh HaToivim. She was jealous of her good deeds. Amra, Rachel said, Iluli shetzadka mimeni, were it not that she is more righteous than me, loizach salabonim, she would not merit children. Havali bonim, Rachel said, give me children, v'chikach also avicho li'imecho, is this what your father Yitzchak did to your mother Rivka, v'halo yispalel oleho, did he not daven for her? Mesa anoichi, if I don't have children, I am dead. Mikan, from here we see, lemisha ein loibonim, somebody who does not have children, shechoshuv kemes, is considered like one who is dead. Hasachas v'chi b'mkoymani, am I in the place of Hashem, asher mono mimech, that held back from you, privaten, the fruit of the womb? At Omar she'ese ka'abo, you, Rachel, said that I should do like my father, and daven for you, ani eini ka'abo, I am not like my father, abo lo hayu loibonim, my father did not have children. And like the Maskelo David explains, since he did not have children, he was able to daven for a miracle in order that he should be mekayim the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivya. Ani yeshli banim, I have children. I was mekayim the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivya. Therefore, I cannot ask for a miracle. Mimcho moneh v'lemi meni. Hashem held back from you and not from me. Al birkai, the children will be born on my knees. Kitagumai va'ano arabe, I will raise these children. V'ibone gam anoichi, mahu gam, what did Rachel mean by the word gam, I will also build? Umbra, she said, loy, to him, to Yaakov. Zekeincha Avram, hoye loy bonim mehagar. Your grandfather Avram had children from Hagar. V'chagar v'mosnav, and still he girded his loins, which means he was nis'ameis b'tfilah, he davened very intensely, k'neged Sarah, in order to have children from Sarah. So just like he had other children but wanted children from Sarah, you should also daven for me. Omar lo, Yaakov said, Zekeinasi, my grandmother Sarah, hechnisa tzarasa levesa, she brought in her competition into her house, namely Hagar. Omra, loy, Rachel said to him, "Im hadavar hazeh ma'akev, if this is the thing that's holding me back, hinei amosi, here is my shivcha, v'ibona gam anoichi mimeno, and I will also build from her, kisara, just like Sarah built through her shivcha." There are two ha'oras I would like to mention in this Rashi. Rashi said that Rachel said, "Why aren't you like your grandfather Avram? Avram had children through Hagar and still davened to have children from Sarah. So you, who have children through Leah, why don't you still daven that I, Rachel, should have children?" Really, I don't understand the comparison, because Avram did not have any children through a regular wife. He only had children through Hagar, who was his Pilegesh. So maybe over there, he davened for Sarah in order to have children through a regular wife. Masha Enkain, over here by Yaakov, who had already children through a regular wife, namely Leah, maybe that was enough and he should not daven to have through Rachel. What is the comparison of comparing Avram to Yaakov? Secondly, Yaakov said that you are not like Sarah. Sarah did a tremendous chesed by bringing her competition into her house. Therefore, in order for you to be Zeicha, you also have to do the same. Didn't Rachel already do the same? Didn't she already allow Leah to marry her husband? She was supposed to marry Yaakov. She gave the simonim to Leah in order that Leah should not be embarrassed. And now Leah is the one who married Yaakov first. Wasn't she already being machnis tzaras l'tech besa? What type of taina was that, that Yaakov said that Sarah had one merit over you? That's not true. Rachel had already done such a great act of chesed by allowing Leah into her house. And Lamaisa, further on, we find that that was the schus that enabled Rachel to have children. As the Pasuk says further, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayizkor Elohim es Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel and allowed her to have children. And Rashi explains, what did he remember about Rachel? That she gave the simonim to Leah. So why over here does Yaakov say that Sarah had one schus over Rachel? L'chayra, she did not have that schus over her. And Rashi continues, Donani Elohim, Hashem judged me. Donani, he judged me. V'chayvani, he found me guilty that I myself should not have children. V'zakani, but he acquitted me and allowed me to have children through my shivcha. Zok Rashi naftule Elohim, Menachem ben Saruk, Menachem, the son of Saruk Pirshoy, explains it, b'machberes, in the entry of his dictionary, under the word tzamid posel. Tzamid, a lid, posel that is attached. And this is the way the word naftule, which means attached, is translated into the pasuk. Chiburim me'es hamokot, attachments from Hashem. Nischabarti, have I become attached? Imachoisi, to be like my sister. Lezakois lebonim, to be able to have children. Va'ani mefarshay, but I explain it differently. Lashon ikesh ufesaltal. It is not a lashon of attachment, but rather a lashon of crooked and twisted. Nis akashti, I was persistent. V'hifsarti betziros, and I pushed very hard. V'natulim harbe, with many different twists. La'mokim to Hashem liyoshavel achosi, to be equal to my sister. Gam yocholti, and I prevailed. Hiskim al yodi, Hashem agreed to me. V'ogelus tirgum lashon tefila. Uncle says that Naftule is the same Lashon as Tfilo. Naftule Elokim Niftalti. Bakoshers HaChavivis Lefonov. Requests that were dear before Hashem, Niskabalti, were accepted. Minatarti Ka'achoisi. My Tfilos were accepted to be like my sister. Niftalti. The word Niftalti, according to Uncle, means Niskablo Tfilosi. My Tfilos were answered. Umedrish Agodu Yesh Rabim Beloshon Utrikin. And the Medrash says many different pshatim in the lashon of nutrikin, which means to abbreviate the words. Vatele Zilpa, and Zilpa gave birth. Bekula nemar heroyot. By all of the others, it says that she became pregnant. Chus mi Zilpa, except for Zilpa. Lefisha hoisa bachura mikulon. Since she was younger than all of them. Vitinoikes bishonim, and a child in years. Ve'ein heroyon nikerba, and pregnancy was not noticeable in her. Ugdel ramis liyakov. In order to trick Yaakov, Nosna Lavan Lelea. Lavan gave Zilpa to Lea. Shela Yovin, in order that Yaakov should not understand, Shemach Nisan Leas Lea, that they are bringing into him Lea. Shekach Min Hagon, so was their custom, Liteng Shifcha Hagadoyla Legadoyla Vakatana Lektana, to give the older Shifcha to the older daughter, and the younger Shifcha to the younger daughter. So therefore, by giving Zilpa at the time of the Chuppah, he was saying that this was Rachel, although it was really Leah. Zagrashi ba God, ba mazel toiv, good mazel, good fortune came. Kemoi, God gedi v'sinuk loy. Mazel came, v'sinuk loy, and it should not be tired. V'doim aloy, similarly we find in Yeshaya, ha'orchim legod shulchan, who set up for mazel the table. U'medrash agoda, shenoyled mol, he was born circumcised. Kemoi, gedu ilana, cut down a tree. Ba God, he came cut. He came circumcised. V'lo yodati, according to both of these piyotim, I do not know. Ama nichtav teva achas. Why is ba God written as one word? It should be ba, he came God, with mazel, or ba, he came God, gemalot. Tova acher, lama nikvas teva achas. According to this third pshat, it is good why it's written as one word. Ba God, kemay bogata to be. It means you betrayed me. Kishabasa el shivchasi, when you had relations with my shivcha. Kiish, like a man, shebogod, that betrayed Be'eshes Ne'urim, his wife of his young years.